Kevin and Sonia's Sexy Slow Jams.
It's time once again to take everyday things and try to make them sound
sexy.
It's the summertime edition. It's the first weekend of summer. And producer Jordan, you chose the topics for us to write in just 15 minutes and try to turn them into 90-style Sexy Slow Jams.
Yes, and it is summertime. And Kevin, I gave you barbecue. And Sonia, I gave you picnic.
Okay.
So who should go first, producer Jordan? Ooh,
I'm going to say let's go with Kevin. Let's do Kevin. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Competing for your votes, here's what I came up with in my 15 minutes about barbecues, starting now. Summertime girl, I've got an invitation to my barbecue party, and you're the guest of honor.
Oh, God.
Let me fire up the barbecue. The temperature isn't the only thing that's rising. Don't worry. I remember to bring the condiments. The smell, irresistible. We're out in the sun. The whole neighborhood will wanna come. But this is just a party for two. Can't you see, baby girl? You're my barbecutie.
Oh, wow.
I see you eyeing the meat. You're ready for grub. You can help if you want to with a meat rub. Propane's fired up. Throw it on the grill. It sizzles, it's juicy, ready to fill you up. Toss the salad, let's have some fun. I'll bring the wieners. Girl, you've got the buns. Don't be like producer Jordan. Make sure you don't use a wire bristle brush. Or honey, you'll find yourself getting something stuck in your throat. Which is a real PSA, by the way. If you don't remember, here on the show, producer Jordan, you actually became a bit of a local celebrity when you actually swallowed a barbecue bristle.
I wasn't really a celebrity. It was more of a PSA, a walking PSA for not using stainless steel bristle brushes.
It was a poster child for not what not to do.
Yeah.
Right. Which is... very much describes producer Jordan.
Yeah.
All the time. This is what you don't do in life.
One of many things on the list. Very good, Kevin.
All right. So, Sonia, again, you had 15 minutes to come up with a sexy slow jam about picnics. All right. Let's see what you came up with starting now.
Even though it's a picnic, I'm going to call you the delivery man. Because like Little Caesars, I know, just like me, you're always hot and ready. Let's lay this out, baby. I found the perfect spot that we can lay on. Did you notice what I did? I mowed my lawn. I've been watching you like a craft single, waiting for your patty, wanting to mingle. So bring that blanket over here. Oh, it's getting hot. No need a fire pit, because the heat is all I want. I packed all your favorites for a little feast. All the things that will taste good with your meat. Yeah. I got my peaches. I brought my sweet melons. Got me stealing seconds, Lime. I'm a freaking felon. If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber. I'd want to dip it in your creamy sauce. Make tzatziki out of it.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, baby, your steak isn't the only meat I'd put in my body.
Oh.
I'd wait for that wiener roast.
How do you feel about that? How's that make you feel, Sonia?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want a picnic no more.
Every meal's indoor from now on.
No one's impressed that I can mow a lawn? No one?
Good job.
Good for you. Good for you, Sonia. Good for you. Good for you. Very proud. Very proud. We don't need any proof.
It's manicured.
We'll take your word for it.
Kiss Radio. Good on ya. It's Kevin and Sonia.
All right, we got the results of this week's edition of our Sexy Slow Jams. Taking everyday things and trying to make them sound sexy. Summer arrives on Friday, so we decided to take the theme of summertime things in 15 minutes, try to turn them into 90-style sexy slow jams, and things got hot.
Ooh.
Sonia, you had your sexy slow jam.
Turn that down.
Third-degree burn!
Sonia, you had a sexy slow jam about picnics that had everyone just getting all hot and bothered.
And yours was all about barbecues.
1-877-936-4487. Who gets your vote?
Oh my gosh. I have never laughed so hard in my damn life about Sonia's mowing her lawn. Oh my God, I almost crashed my car. That was so funny.
Well, I'm glad I can make you laugh.
Definitely am casting my vote for Sonia for sure. She killed it.
Awesome.
Yay!
Awesome. What's your name?
I'm Cheryl.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for your vote.
Yeah, we got a couple of texts coming in at 104.56. Love them both, but sorry, nothing beats Kevin's barbecue-y and nasty meat jokes.
Yeah, nasty
okay. meat jokes. Yeah, apparently. And Sonia, she took it a little far, but I belly laughed out loud, so you get my vote.
I'll take it.
Yeah, well.
All right. Okay.
Did I take it far enough for the win, though?
Okay, producer Jordan has been counting up the votes. They've been tallied.
Yes, they are. And the results. Yes, the results with 55%
of the vote.
It's a close one. The winner is Sonia.
Yeah! Woo!
Congrats.
Congratulations, the title exchanges hands this morning.
Yes!
I'm no longer the reigning champion. Sonia, you deserve the golden barbecue
whatever,
brush.
Whatever it is that we actually give back and forth.
Bragging rights, essentially.
Oh, dude.
How do you feel?
It feels good. I haven't won in a very long time. I needed this W.
And you know what? I'm finally off the hook.
Yeah.
Unless you challenge me next week.
You only won 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, but
hang
then before
on.
That was like 4 weeks.
Look at this. Look at this.
Well, congratulations. Well earned.
Thanks, man.
I think, I don't know if you've successfully made picnics more appealing or like something that's no longer a family event.
Oh, I think the beaches and parks are going to be extra empty this weekend.